heart. As you know, Tuesday night I'll be flying out to India for this missions trip, and we're really excited what God is doing on this thing. Covet your prayers big time, because it's not what I originally thought it was going to be like. My heart is for worship when it came to this trip, and the prophetic prophecy, healing, encouragement, even deliverance, freedom ministry to take place through worship. There will be worship. There will be worship training. There will be worship leading. But I was under the assumption that at least the orphanage in India where Jonathan works with the kids, they knew some of our American songs. So they don't, but they don't. So what I've had to do is I've started trying to teach myself Hindi words for songs that we know. Simple songs, you know, like My Heart Will Sing No Other Name, Jesus, Jesus, like little phrases that I could possibly retain in phrases in Hindi. So pray for me, because worship, healing, deliverance, ministry is supposed to flow out of that. And I will be preaching at a couple of churches and doing some trainings. I say all that, one, for your prayers and for our team, not just me, the whole team that's going. But two, there's a verse on my heart that's been on my heart specifically for this trip that the Lord said I need to share with you today instead of giving you the message I normally prepared. This is what I've been praying for. This is where my heart is, and I believe this is the heart of this church as well. It's in 1 Chronicles 25. It's the first 7 verses. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to it. You know, it's not going to be on PowerPoint today. I'll just read it for you when you are ready. Beginning verse 1 of 1 Chronicles 25. That's not it, Willie. It's not going to be up there today. So I'll begin. Moreover, David and the captains of the army separated for the service some of the sons of Asaph, of Heman, and of Jeduthun, who should prophesy with harps, stringed instruments, and cymbals, and the number of the skilled men performing their services was, and then it goes on, of the sons of Asaph, there was Zachar, Joseph, Nethaniah, Asheriah, the sons of Asaph were under the direction of Asaph, who prophesied according to the order of the king. Of Jeduthun, the sons of Jeduthun were Gedaliah, Zerai, Jeshiah, Shimei, Heshabiah, Mattatiah, 6 under the direction of their father Jeduthun, who prophesied with a harp to give thanks and to praise the Lord. Of Heman, the sons of Heman were Bukiah, Mattaniah, Uziel, Jebuel, Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Ilithai, Gedalti, Ramanti Ezer, Josh Bekoshesh, Melothi, Hothir, and Mehoziath. This is preparation for India, by the way. I'm kidding. All these were sons of Heman, the king's seer, in the words of God, to exalt his horn, for God gave Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. And all these were under the direction of their father for the music in the house of the Lord, with cymbals, stringed instruments, and harps for the service of the house of God. And Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman were under the authority of the king. So the number of them with their brethren were instructed in the songs of the Lord, all who were skilled, was 282. So what is this talking about? Let me set the stage a little bit here. So David, he's got his army put together. Military men. And just like with Joshua and the walls of Jericho, they didn't attack the walls with military methods. God said, get your musicians in the front and get them going. You cross the Jordan River into the Canaan, the land of milk and honey, the promised land. with your priests and your musicians first, not the military. So here, David, with inspiration from God, looks at his military, gets his generals, and says, get me these guys. I want all the worshipers, the musicians and worshipers. And they're more important as worshipers and musicians to the King of Kings than they are holding a sword, a spear, and a shield. They were more important to him with their hearts of worship than they were with a knife. Why? Well, look what spawns out of worship. You have the one who prophesies, the ones who sees. A seer is somebody who sees into the spiritual realm. There are people who have the ability to see angels, some even to see the demonic. They see with spiritual eyes. What does this say? This is saying that the most important part of the army of the Lord are those who are moving in the power of God, in His ways, who are moving in the spiritual realm through the prophetic. So as I've been preparing for India for the last 2 months, this verse has been on my heart. Because out of worship, and what is worship? It's the intimate connection we have with God. We enter His gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. We enter His courts with praise. That's a heart of worship. We get into His presence for His purpose, as we like to say, in worship. Now, worship doesn't alone mean music, but music is a facilitator of worship. It's one of the many facilitators. We worship by the acts of service that we do, because when your heart is being poured out, it's worship. But for me, this was it. For anyone here wondering, why do we sing for 20 minutes or 45 minutes? Or even sometimes spend the whole service in musical song and allowing things to flow. Why are we doing that? Because we are leaving space, leaving room for the Holy Spirit to come through as our hearts and minds and bodies in physical worship, acts of worship, kneeling, praising, lifting up holy hands, are connecting with God as our spirit is connecting with Him. Because as we connect, our ears hear Him speak, our eyes see Him move, our heart feels what He's feeling, the compassion, His heartbeat. And then we line up our will to say, yeah, Lord, this is what You're doing. I'm going to be a part of this. I want to be with You when You do this. This is such an important thing. And as a church, as we move forward, we were told by many people prophetically, it's been on my heart, this church's foundation is in worship. And everything flows out of a worshipful heart. So as I go to India, as we meet here every Sunday morning, as we meet in home groups night throughout the week and days throughout the week, and we enter into worship, our job is not just to do a good lesson or just to make sure we spend an hour together. Whether it's 10 minutes or 5 hours, it does not matter until the work that God has for those moments are done. That's our job. So as we worship, we are connecting and we are opening the door to heaven to pour out. And as we do that, we are leaving space and creating space for the Holy Spirit to have freedom to speak into people's lives. Why was this so important to David? Because the prophets and the seers will see and prophesy encouragement to not just the army, but to the people. They will reveal the heart of God. The prophetic is meant to reveal His heart, to speak life, to speak encouragement, to build the body. That's why we do what we do. That's what we're supposed to do. Encourage each other. And you know what? There's a big difference between going to somebody, patting them on the back and say, it'll be okay. And going to somebody and say, you know what? This is what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say in my heart. And I'm going to share with you what God is speaking to me about. And encouraging them that way. Or the Lord just brought back this verse in His Word to me that I want to encourage you with this word, this Bible verse. Or I just got an impression of something, and an impression is when you feel something of what God wants to do. Or I got a vision, because we get visions of what God wants to do. It takes it to a whole different level. You can have a cheerleader for the army that says, go team, go. Or you can have a prophetic warrior who goes, in the name of the Lord, I declare this. And you tell me which is going to inspire. Pom-poms or the Word of God? This is why we worship. This is what's so important about what we do. And I'm sharing you my heart. So as you pray, you know how to pray for me, but also pray for this church. Pray for this church that every time we come together as a body, we go to another level as worshipers. And as we go to that other level, we are drawn more intimate, creating more intimacy with the Holy Spirit, with God. Because there are people in this church who are more gifted in the things of the prophetic than they know. You may not even realize what you have because you've never taken steps to tap into it. You never placed yourself in a position to move into it. I've shared many times, I was against prophetic for many years because of the damage I've seen people with this gift do. And I wanted to be protective. But what I was doing is quenching the Holy Spirit and didn't even realize that gift was in me. And when I said, yeah, Lord, I repent of that and let it go and pressed into it, Lord has been developing this in all of us. So I want to encourage you to do that. I want to ask the worship team to come on back up. And we're just going to go back in the worship with the last two songs that we did, the second and third song, for a little bit. And I want you, and as they get ready, would you just stand with me for a second? I want to just bless you, release a blessing over you. And then we're going to just worship for a little bit longer. We're not going to be here forever today because I know it's hot and I want to be sensitive to what the Holy Spirit's doing and to what we're feeling. So I just want to bless you. Then we'll worship for a little bit and then we'll close in a time of prayer. Father, I just release right now in the name of Jesus your presence into each one. I release right now in the name of Jesus a new revelation into every heart of who they are and what they're meant to be. That what you have implanted in each person from the day of their birth, even before that, when you thought them up while they were yet in their mom's womb, you have given each one of us gifts, talents, abilities, and the potential, Lord God, to do great and mighty things in your Spirit and in your name. So we just want to release that over each person right now. And if you've ever felt yourself say no to God about any of this in a specific area, and you're feeling that right now, that's the tug of the Holy Spirit that's saying to you, today is the day to open your heart because He wants to move. And as He's moving in you, you are released to let Him move. If that means getting up and doing something, speaking a word to somebody, praying differently, worshiping physically differently, whatever it might be, you are free to do that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, yeah. Just release that in Jesus' name right now. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Father, keep going, just keep going. Place in my soul. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Yeah. Just the music going for a little bit. Wanted, you know, my wife had a word of knowledge earlier about somebody's hip, even in prayer this morning for service. And just now, Jenny's husband, Chris, it was his hip that was messed up, and the Lord healed it just now in worship. This is an exact testimony of what happens when we worship. Exact testimony of what we just talked about. Yeah, go ahead. My wife's going to get Chris up.
So if you guys know Chris, he'll tell it to you straight. Come up. So Jenny ratted him out. Don't step on the baby. Jenny ratted him out and was like, it's Chris's hip. So when we prayed, he goes, it's weird. It's like there's no bullets in my hip. It clicks.
It's clicking. Like a six shooter.
So Jenny, his wife laid hands on his hip, and then he tested out. And when you tested it out, what happened?
It felt great. It did. It felt great. It was weird.
It was weird. It was weird is what he said. And sometimes that is what happens, is it feels weird when God heals us. So we thank God.
All of a sudden it's gone. It was there and all of a sudden it was gone. It was weird.
Yeah. So you're going to pray. So the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So that means if he did it for Chris, who's like, this is weird. If you have an ache and a pain in your body, Chris is going to pray right now and you're going to get healed. So if you have a pain or an ache in your body, Chris is just going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command all pain to go, and you're going to receive it by faith, okay? Are y'all ready? All right.
In the name of Jesus, if you have pain, in the name of Jesus, I command it to go.
Amen. Amen. And just like Chris did, he goes, it doesn't hurt when I'm standing. It only hurts when I, what did you say? When he crosses his leg, that's the only time. So check out your pain. And if you've been healed, I want you to clap during worship at this last song, okay? Give God all the glory. Thank you, Chris.
Father, we give you glory. Did anyone just get healed from any aches and pains from Chris's prayer? Maureen. Come on up, Maureen. Come on up. Maureen wasn't going to come to church today because she was hurting so much physically. Just give a quick testimony of what just happened.
So we've been preparing for Tori's party, and the last 2 days have been super hot, and I have been on my feet for a minimum of 12 hours a day. And yesterday, at the end of the day, my feet were so swollen. My legs were swollen. My hands were swollen. I could barely walk, and I did not want to come to church today. I was in so much pain. I didn't even take an Advil. I was like, Lord, you want me to be there, and I'll be there. My feet no longer hurt.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is the God we serve. What an encouraging morning, and I pray you were encouraged. Yeah. And I just want to bless you before we go, but I want you to be encouraged that there's more to come, much, much more to come. So we just thank you. So would you stand with me? Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you have done, not just in the physical realm with those that we're healed, and we give you glory for that. But Lord, how you've inspired us, how you've changed our way of thinking, how you've renewed our hearts, how you renewed our mind, how you strengthened our relationships, how you've just completely impacted us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, in Jesus' name. So we just thank you, Lord, and as we go out with marching orders in worship of you in all things. So we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Uh-oh. Sorry.
Guys, I know that's the end of the service, but I'm not even on. Sharon just feels like we need to pray over Pastor Mike before he goes to India on Tuesday. So if you need to leave, I know it's hot. We bless you in Jesus' name. Go ahead and leave. If you want to come pray for Pastor Mike, then come on down.
Mike, stand there.
And we're going to pray over you. So come in close, and that way we don't have to use the microphone. What? You should what? Okay, Mike wants us to use the microphone, so if you want to bless him, pray over him.
Okay, Lord Jesus. Pastor Mike's actually doing something that I wanted to do, but I have no guts to do it. Oh, I'm sorry. Lord Jesus, please guide Pastor Mike's way and all of the worship team that is going to India. Please bless them with safety, with trouble-free passage, with health. Please keep their health up because they're going to be exposed to things that they weren't exposed to, Lord Jesus. I was going to say guard his heart just in your way. He's got one of the most wonderful hearts for you, Lord Jesus, that I have ever met. But keep him God-focused when things make him uncomfortable. And please bless them financially and bless them with, fresh water when they need it. And that the souls that they touch come to you because they know that they were sent for you, Lord Jesus. Yeah. And this I pray, amen. Does anybody else? We're allowed to touch the microphone today. Okay.
Dear Lord, we just want to praise you right now, Lord. We thank you that Michael has taken this opportunity, Lord, to go to India and to be in ministry for you, oh Father God. I just ask that you touch him completely, Lord. You lead him in the worship, Lord, of the songs and the things that he needs to sing and to do, oh Father God. You are a mighty God, a wonderful God. And I thank you for all the blessings you bestow on him, Lord. I just ask that you lead him and all the team that's going, Lord, and touch all the people that are there to hear and to listen, oh, Father God. Open their hearts so that they can hear the word of God through song, oh, Father God. We just thank you right now, Lord. In your name I pray.
I just wanted to say that everyone that Pastor Mike touches or speaks to, they would be changed, life changed, and through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And Pastor Mike's going to come back changed also, in Jesus' name.
Okay, so in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I'm praying that as Pastor Mike ministers to others, that his gift of prophecy and his other gifts become even more apparent and enhanced, that he becomes more aware of the powers that he has and the use that God will have him apply them to. And I just thank God for giving, of course, touching the hearts of everyone who's there and bringing them to Jesus. But in addition, building up Pastor Mike, building up, renewing him, mm-hmm. reviving his faith, revitalizing him, and understanding that God clearly, truly has a path for him, and that he's gifted and anointed, and please just give him verification of that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. One more.
You have a very kind and gentle heart. I know I'm crying, sorry. So I'm going to ask the Lord to increase that as the people that you touch, that their heart touches you because you have God's heart, and that the compassion that you have is just so poured out that they are supernaturally changed and receive the anointing of that precious heart that you have.
Blessing Pastor Mike and giving him everything he needs on his journey. Thank you for strengthening him in you. Thank you for touching him and helping everybody that hears his words, hears his heart, and feels you in him. Thank you for strengthening them and letting him see great things. Thank you for protecting him and his team and giving them everything they need on their trip and beyond. Amen.
Jesus, I ask that during this trip that you would remove the stigma of being a foreigner from Mike, that the people who see him and interact with him will see him as a brother, a friend, an uncle, and they will be very comfortable being around him. And I ask, Lord, that he will be able to move in a family way of a relationship, Lord, and that you will establish this quickly. Lord, I ask that, and I know you will be going before him and being around him the whole time. I thank you, Lord, that we have the privilege of seeing him every week. Amen.